Jim Erickson was hoping to pull in a net full of Cisco one afternoon 30 years ago. Along with the fish was a surprise. The Bayfield fisherman had snagged himself a missile.
It was about 4 feet long and about had some fins on it. They used to run those runs outside of Outer Island there during the summer. Practice, target practice, I guess.
Erickson strapped the missile to the top of his fishing boat and tooled back to Bayfield, where he handed it over to the Coast Guard. What happened after that, he doesn't know. That's one missile of three he knows of that local fishermen pulled in around the Apostle Islands. An investigation by the nearby Red Cliff tribe, paid for by the U.S. Department of Defense, is uncovering evidence of different uses by the military of Lake Superior, including bombing practice in the 1970s. Minnesota Pollution Control Agency Supervisor Ron Swenson found reports of dumping 600 tons of machine gun ammunition in late 1945. That's 20 million rounds of bullets. Swenson also worked on the case of 1,400 barrels dumped into Lake Superior a dozen miles east of Duluth. That happened under cover of darkness from 1958 to 1962. The contents of the barrels are secret, except that they contained munition parts. So this latest revelation about using Lake Superior for bombing practice fits.
Am I surprised? No. Because I know the military has long used Lake Superior as an area for a lot of military operations, as well as for disposal.
Meanwhile, Erickson says he's not sure if the missile was a dummy or live ammo. The DOD will release the results of the investigation next March. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.